Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. We are now into the second hour of this October 9th, 2006 edition. Obviously, a lot of you are wanting to get my take and wanting to hear other people's take and analysis of North Korea's A-bomb test. They were first saying it was a small test. Now it's coming out that it was a moderately large test, similar to the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. Very, very serious. And now the neocons are having a problem because they've been trying to talk about how the ultimate threat in the galaxy is Iran, who is conservatively 9 years away, if they had everything given to them they need, from producing primitive nuclear weapons. And they don't have a delivery system. But North Korea has fired a test missile that in 2000 hit the United States, hit Alaska, but was never in our news, all over foreign press. North Korea, of course, bragged about it. They're quite proud of themselves. A dummy missile. It did break up on reentry, but pieces of it did hit our country. And the media kept that quiet because they don't want to go after North Korea. No, they want to go after Iraq and Afghanistan and Iran and all these places where they have trillions of dollars of oil and where they can have nice little staged wars like Vietnam that are designed not to be won, but to go on for decades, hundreds of billions in weapon sales and no-bid contracts per year. So we'll recap and get into some of the info we haven't covered yet on North Korea. But first, I want to get through all these calls I've been patiently holding. We'll get into all the new information coming out on Foley. This is really getting serious. And it's important because it puts the neocons back up against the wall and makes them that much more dangerous. Or I wouldn't even be talking about this. It'd be a distraction if it wasn't for that fact. And several other big stacks of important news. Let's go to Lamas in Mississippi. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Okay.
Well, they told me it was Lamas. I thought that was a different name. Maybe it's because your phone is a little bit distorted. Go ahead.
The thing is grossly overlooked. Anybody know how out of the way it is for them to truck China's goods to Mexico to Canada? It's 36 miles. You got to put all those containers north and. That two-lane highway is not...
Sir, you want a cordless phone?
Yes, sir.
It's unintelligible. Is there any way you can get closer to the jack?
Does that help me right there?
I heard... did that help me?
Hold on.
Folks, everybody should get rid of their... I appreciate your call. I got to let you go. I'm really sorry. Let's go ahead and talk to Lance in Texas. Lance, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, I moved to Austin about 10 years ago, and I was one of those people that used to flip through the channels 10 years ago and see you on public access, and I used to make fun of you back then. And I guess I can't really do that anymore because a lot of the things that you were talking about back then are what's happening today.
Well, unfortunately, 10 years from now, we won't be sitting here talking if this continues, sir. A lot of us will be in FEMA camps. A lot of us will be in prisons. We'll be in also government work camps for our safety. And this country will be into the North American Union. But sorry, go ahead and make your point. And I'll hold you over, too. I don't want to jip you on time.
Well, actually, Alex, what I wanted to talk about was the North American Union.
Sure.
Now, for those of your listeners who don't believe that that's going on, they're building the hubs and the interchanges right here in Austin.
Well, that's right. In fact, even people covering the North American Union keep saying they start building it next year. What do you mean that they've been building it for like 5 years here, the hubs, the interchanges, and they admit it here locally? Stay there, Lance. I want to let you finish up your points you're making, very important. And I also want to get the caller's take on what's happening with North Korea and the Foley situation.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with wide open telephones in this hour and the next, giving you a chance to respond to the North Korean A-bomb test, giving you a chance to respond to the unfolding crisis, the Foley crisis that threatens to overturn the GOP. Giving you a chance to respond to the North American Union. Openly 3 weeks ago, they had a secret meeting of the North American Union government with corporations, Fortune 500 in attendance. The public is not allowed in, and they openly say it's secret. I mean, it's all happening right now. Three carrier task forces, one steaming. The Eisenhower left a week ago, going to be arriving soon in the Persian Gulf. Two already there in the region. Other task force, troops massing, troop levels beefed up from 133,000 to 165,000 in Iraq. Heavy armor has been moved in the last 6 months up against the border with Iran. And we have the media telling us that Iran is sending weapons across and attacking with incursions. That is a total lie from all the intel we're getting from multiple sources in country and inside the intelligence agencies. They've all been leaking, saying it's not true. On top of that, Iran has been trying to come to the table, trying to be friendly. Every time Israel or the U.S. threatens to attack them, they say, if you attack us, we will attack you back. And then they take that out of context and have Ahmadinejad saying, we will attack you. It's unbelievable. And on top of all of this, British see no evidence of arms traffic from Iran. British commandos combing border with Iran, finding no weapons being smuggled into Iraq. This is out of the Washington Post today. You see, I see these articles every day. And I'm talking to the troops, by the way. I'm talking to sources I have in Iraq. But I'll tell you who is smuggling weapons across. U.S. Special Forces for 2.5 years have been attacking Iran. Troops. Not our troops anymore. Owned by the New World Order that owns the U.S. Understand, we are a captured, occupied country. In fact, I tell the world that the American people are to blame for letting this happen, but we are not to blame now for what this criminal system is doing. Our troops are brainwashed. They mean well. They work for criminal systems. And the American people mean well. We're just dumbed down and totally brainwashed by the sophisticated propaganda. Though we're waking up, and the government's raced in with electronic voting machines to block us from being able to overturn this system. They blackmail and own both parties. It's very serious. But special forces have been bombing and shooting and killing and funding groups. Going back 2.5 years ago, staging giant nationwide riots all over the country, trying to overthrow the government over there. Can you imagine? I mean, our government, this illegitimate government, is staging attacks in Iran and staging the attempted overthrow, and Ahmadinejad just lays there and takes it because they're smart. Can you imagine? Our government's blowing up dams, bombing buildings, shooting people. They're doing that through different terrorist groups our government openly funds in Iran. The others, though, Special Forces is lasing targets, picking out targets, GPS marking targets. They're all over the country. The top generals have now admitted that on CNN, by the way. It was Cy Hirsch 2 years ago first reporting it. All right, I'm done. Let's go to calls. We were talking to Lance in Texas, and he said, man, 10 years ago I used to see you on Access TV and think you were a nut and laugh at you, but now everything you said is starting to come true. And he was bringing up the North American Union. Go ahead and recap what you were saying and elaborate, sir.
Yeah, well, about 10 years ago, I noticed, Alex, if you will recall, 90% of the people that called into your show back then you had to argue with.
Yeah, now it's kind of boring. Nobody really does unless they call up and say, I'm going to kill you or something like that.
And back then, it used to happen to you all the time. Well, anyway, back to the subject of North American Union. Rick Perry allegedly came up with the idea in 2003, but I'd like your take on this, Alex, because I looked at the Trans-Texas Corridor map, and it doesn't go to any city. It goes around all the cities. I believe when I looked at that, that looks a lot like the UN Biodiversity Treaty introduced in 1992, or Agenda 21.
Sure, that's exactly what I've been telling my writers, and I've been asking Paul and Steve and Schlickhausen to do a story on this. I've been so busy I haven't had time to. What I do is I call up and I basically give them like 15 lines of info and say, here's this article, here's that article. I instant message them the proof. Then they go do more research, add more info, and then do their own writing. That's most of the articles you see, that's where they originate from. That's not true, half of them at least. But exactly, your instincts are correct. The biosphere, man the biosphere maps, the Agenda 21, the NAFTA highways, the Trans-Texas Corridor, all of it is simply the North American Union system, and then they break it up and compartmentalize it, and it confuses people. But if you read UN documents going back 20, 30 years ago, where they plan all of this, 90% of the country will be completely off limits, except for those that have special environmental passes. 90% of the country, and then select corporations will then be given the property after it's taken for environmental reasons. The NAFTA highways, and again, at each state level, they brand it and call it state so people go along with it. It's like the national ID card they passed last year is going to be standardized at the state level. So people will argue with you, even as it's now officially an ID card, national ID card, they'll say, well, it says Texas. Well, it says Ohio. Well, it says Oklahoma. But if you go read the bill, it's federalized in federal computers, federally standardized. So they always give it a local name. Oh, look, there's a Texas on my ID. You see, but really it's a unit a state unit, in a federal unit, in an international unit. It's been standardized going back 5 years ago. It was in the news. They had a big UN summit standardizing the international ID card with almost every country in the world with the same number of digits and the same computer systems. So it's not a Texas ID. It's not a U.S. ID. Federal ID, national ID, it is your United Nations ID. And so when you go up to Oklahoma or Kansas and you see where you drive 50 miles before you can exit, you see all these ghost towns, that's what it's going to be nationwide. They block off all the major roads. You cannot exit. And Rick Perry's announced these roads will be self-contained. That's why they're in some cases several miles wide, because in the middle they build these huge medians where then select corporations bivouac and build their McDonald's and their Dutch Royal Shell. Okay, so this is how they operate, sir, and this has been announced. So what you're seeing and thinking and saying, it looks like it's one system. It is one system. You're absolutely right.
Well, keep in mind also, Alex, what you may also not realize is that all of the cities that it will surround or encompass are completely dependent upon the corridor itself, because oil, gas, electric,
and then that will be the primary
taxation.
All utilities
will be built into the corridor.
Exactly. It won't just be the transponder and all inspection stickers taxing you $3.85 per gallon. Again, that's the conversion. Average car travels 24 miles per gallon. TxDOT, we kept reporting $3 a gallon. They said about 3 months ago, four months ago, they said, you're wrong. It's $3.85. And then it was in the papers 2 weeks ago again that a trip from Austin to Dallas and back will cost $244. But listen, you're right. It will be all the fuel, all the telecommunications. Everything will be routed over this, and different countries and different foreign corporations like Mexico openly are going to be seeded different branches of the corridors. This is globalism. It's a bunch of criminal governments being paid off by an international government controlled by private central banks. And for participation, the private companies and governments are then given large slices of it. This is imperialism, sir.
So also keep in mind, if your reader or your listeners don't also realize this, that same treaty calls for a reduction in population by 66% in North America.
And it's conservative. They call for 66 in most of the agreements, but in the actual treatises, 80% is conservative. 100%, though, is becoming a large minority that insists on 100% extermination. That is now the majority view at UT under Pianca. He has been unseated and is seen as a liberal because he only wants 90% eradication.
So I'd like to recommend a film for some of your listeners here. One of the things that kind of summarizes this really well, Alex, and the film is 10 years old. They can go to Google Video and watch a film by Eagle Forum called Global Governance. And that's very informative on this particular subject.
Well, you know, my next film is about this.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we're in a race against time. I don't want to put out crap, excuse my French, but I need to have higher standards. I apologize for using that term. I need to be, I've just been really getting freaked out lately. I'm just being myself. I just can't believe this is happening. Thanks for the call. And I said I would go to a lot of your calls, and we haven't really done that yet because the callers are all making such good points. And I felt bad to the caller earlier, Lamar in Mississippi. It's just you were unintelligible, sir. If you can get to a landline, you can call back in. When we get back, we'll go to Scott. We'll go to Casey, Dave, Chris, and others. You know, they have that cartoon, Pinky and the Brain. And they... Pinky asked the brain, he goes, what are we going to do today? And he goes, the same thing we do every day, Pinky, conquer the world. Normal people get a little bit of power, a little bit of money, you get happy. You go off into the sunset. Not sickos. And once they get total power, they just start killing everybody because that's the next power. It's like Kim Jong-il. It's criminology. It's psychology. I didn't make the rules this way. And we're going into the pit of hell. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a joke? We have got really smart people who've got their stuff together, and they're moving ahead to put in a worldwide police state so they can then kill us. And they say it. Official UN treaties, documents, there's hundreds of them. I've got it in Road to Tyranny. They say they're going to put in a worldwide police state, as Dr. Pianca said, and then they're going to start to kill them. And I'm sorry if that freaks you out. Don't be dying of a bioweapon with your family 5-10 years from now and go, oh, Alex was right, I didn't listen. We can stop them, folks. Oh, man.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.90 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $609.65. Again, that's $609.65 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
It's a catch-22. Your calls are always great, but then if I let you belabor and go on forever, then we don't get to the other people. Same thing goes with my comments. I've got a lot of comments I want to make. You really can't get on air and say the elite plan to kill 90% of us, and somebody will email me and say, you just said 80%. It depends on the document. The UN treaties say reduction of 66%. The caller was right. But then the actual scientists that wrote up the plans were saying 80% a few decades ago. Now the average is 90%, and many others just say kill everyone. And that's now been all over MSNBC. It's been all over Fox News. It's now known that the majority of the biologists and population, strategists, people that study all of this, the climatologists, the people that study the environment, this is their religion, and I've been around them. That's why I knew about this before I ever read it in a document. All they do is walk around and talk about everyone must die. And the elite just love this, because if you've got a bunch of weird academic cult members who think everybody should die, well, so what if there's a big war and you kill a bunch of people? So what if you're torturing people to death? So what if you do exterminate a bunch of people? It's a Hitlerian eugenics excuse. And that's what Hitler said. He said the environment was in trouble. We've got to reduce the population. The humans are destroying the earth. Where did he get that? He got that from eugenicists here in the U.S. And they openly say, all of them, all their textbooks on the subject, all the treaties, they say we must have a police state. They even say police state. Pianka, in that famous speech, he said, we need a police state like China so we can carry this out. That's a quote. They want the grid in. They want to get you basically in societal handcuffs, and then they want to kill you. You know, it's like at a slaughterhouse, they got a big electronic squeeze chute that squeezes the cow so it can't escape, and they come up with a big old giant razor blade and just slit that throat, and there you go, baby! And let me tell you, the squeeze chute's going, nyah, in on us right now, and it's squeezing us, and I'm going, hey folks, we might want to get out of this, and the person in front of us is going, easy now, cow, easy now, everything's going to be all right, don't kick there, here you go, they say, once you let me get this locked down, everything's going to be all right there for you. Government loves you. Don't listen to the terrorists that talk about freedom. Don't listen to the people that talk about land rights or the Second Amendment or the North American Union being bad. In just a minute, Cal, you're going to feel a lot better. And a lot of people are in the pens going, stop causing a problem. They're here to help us. You're a weirdo. You shouldn't be so upset. Just get in line. No, I'm not going along with it. Okay, I'm out of control today. It's clear. But this is out of control. This subject is out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott. Where are you calling us from, Scott?
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Belleville, Illinois.
Welcome.
I had a couple things to mention really quick. I won't take up too much time. First thing, J-Post headline, Israel has cause for concern over North Korea nuclear test.
That's right, because they're going to give it to Iran, and hit Iran now. Hit them, North Korea's bad. You know, it's kind of like Afghanistan supposedly attacked us, so we attack Iraq. So I guess, you know, why don't we just attack Japan because North Korea did something? Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. In the article, North Korea is mentioned 16 times, you know, of course. The word South Korea is mentioned 0 times. Guess how many times the word Iran is mentioned in this article?
21.
15. So North Korea is mentioned 16 times.
I've got the article right here.
Yeah. Iran is mentioned 15 times, and Syria is mentioned 1, and the word South Korea, the most relevant other country than North Korea, in the article is mentioned 0 times.
Well, we've got to, that's not the only article. Coming out of Israel, we've got to hit Iran now because North Korea did this. Didn't you know it was North Korea that is good and that it's Iran did the nuclear test today?
Exactly. The second thing I wanted to mention.
Hey, half of Americans still think Saddam watched 9/11, even when the president said they didn't. So it doesn't matter if the media tells people Iran did this, they'll believe it. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, second thing I want to mention. We got our DVD production up here. We produced 1,000 DVDs the past couple months, including Terror Storm, Martial Law, Loose Change, and 9/11 Plain in Sight, and we're handing them out as best we can with what money we have available here.
Good job. What response is Terror Storm getting for you?
I'm not sure. We're all doing our parts here. We run a software company here, so we sit here all day and burn DVDs.
I understand. You just give them to people, fire and forget. That's the best way.
Well, we have a guy who distributes them for us, and he actually, I mean, this guy's awesome. He goes to, like, shopping malls and places like that and sits there, or stands there, rather, and just starts confronting people and starts handing these things out and just starts telling them the truth.
No, I did that in New York. That's what it's going to take to stop these people.
Exactly. He's been getting a good response. But what I wanted to tell you about here, this is insane. This same guy in St. Louis, which is pretty close to Belleville here, there's a park called Fenton City Park. And in this park, they have a 9/11 memorial.
Stay there. I want to hear about it. Stay there. I want to hear about this. Let me guess. They won't let him hand it out there in a public place. You got to get a video camera. You got to videotape it when they try it. Give it to us. It'll be huge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, right here on the GCN Radio Network, and now on the Genesis Network, out of the studios of MS Communications, 590 KLBJ, Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m., and we're going to expand that to 3 hours very, very soon. So for all of our affiliates out there, it's a hard-hitting, fast-paced show. We take a lot of calls, a lot of guests, a lot of news. There is a new program available for you Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. I'd like you to pick us up this Sunday. That would be really exciting, and we'd appreciate that. A lot of stations calling in saying they want to carry it. We're very, very excited. So all of our existing affiliates, if you can, please pick up the show and carry it live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, or tape it and re-air it later in the evening if you want a hard-hitting broadcast that covers current events and what's happening in our rapidly changing world. All right, let's go quick now. Let's go ahead and go back to Scott in Illinois. Okay, you got this friend that works at the software company. He goes out and distributes these for you after folks at the office make copies. You made about 1,000 the last month, and he was at a local park. Tell us what happened.
Okay, here's what happened. So Fenton City Park in the St. Louis area, they just recently installed a 9/11 memorial. There's no steel there, but just like a little, actually it's, anyway, a little 9/11 memorial inside the park. And what he would do is, I think for about a week or two, every day or every other day, he would go to the park, and for some reason, he laid out six DVDs. I think they're Terror Storm, Martial Art, or something. And he'd lay them out, and I'd come back the next day, and, you know, they were taken, so people were taking them, hopefully. And what happened was, after doing this for a couple weeks, he got a phone call on his cell phone. And it was the police department. It was the Fenton City Police Department, I guess. And it was a detective calling him. And he said, you need to come into the police station because we need to talk to you about the incident that happened at Fenton City Park. And at this point, my friend's freaking out. And to this day, we still don't know how they even knew it was him, if they got his license plate number.
No. Sir, St. Louis, both, you know, the park, Old St. Louis, New St. Louis, or what would you have, East St. Louis, and then both areas of St. Louis. We know in Indiana, we know in Kansas, we know in Missouri, we know in Illinois. Every state in the union has the cameras now hooked in to license plate reading cameras. So they're tracking you everywhere, sir. And I've seen articles in St. Louis, I don't know which one of the St. Louis's, though, I forget, where they had got the software a few years ago. So that's Big Brother for you. But please continue.
Okay, so that's probably how they got a hold of him. But anyway, so they start leaving messages, like multiple messages, and he's kind of scared, so he's not calling them back. And I said, go ahead and call him back. If we do, we got to bring a camera in there and meet him in a public place, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, a few days afterwards, they come to his house. 8 a.m, they start pounding on his door, saying, you better open up, we're going to arrest you, and all this other nonsense. He never did open his door. In fact, he called me right when after they came. He said, what should I do? I said, don't talk to him, you know. Eventually, he calls him back. And he said, okay, what do you guys want to talk to me about? And he said, we just wanted to talk to you about the stuff you're doing in, you know, Fenton City Park, and you need to come down here and talk to us. And he said, well, I don't think so. I'm not going to come down there, you know. And he said, why
ought to get on an airplane and come there and bullhorn? I mean, how un-American are these people? People are getting arrested now. They say this war is reprehensible, walking by Dick Cheney. This is the United States, scum. I'm so sick. So they think it's evil that he's handing out DVDs, huh?
Exactly. Oh, no, this is the stupidest
They're
part.
Scum,
they never even
watch
the DVD. They never even watch the DVD. They don't even know what's on the DVD to this day.
Oh, no, it's called Crime Stop in 1984. They know, did not even watch it. They just are in total denial. They're not Americans.
So
they're trying to intimidate him. Let me guess, they told him don't do it anymore.
Well, they did say that, yes. But
tell me the whole story about the scum, and then I want your name and your friend's name. I want to make a big report about this.
Not a problem. Okay. So anyway, and I'll get you all the details, detective's name, we got all that stuff. But anyway, so
Email, send it to me, and I want to do an on-phone interview, and I want to get your friend on, but go ahead.
No problem. So anyway, so he's talking to this guy, and the guy said, I just want to talk to you about the incident. And so my friend just explained what he was doing, and of course I asked the cop, well, why are you guys arresting him?
And he should never have done this without witnesses, because a lot of times cops will decide, this guy's a terrorist, I'm going to go ahead and make something up on him. It's the freedom, it's how we get the bad guys. They've been caught coast to coast, every major department doing it. You're nuts if you meet with the police without a warrant. Make them go ahead and arrest you, and then don't say a word. Go ahead.
So anyway, he's talking to this guy, and he said, the detective said, well, we just wanted to make sure you weren't going to hurt anybody.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my friend said, well, no, we're not going to hurt anybody. Well, you know, what are you talking about? You know, and he started to kind of give the police guy some information about, you know, just the general stuff, you know, government did it, all this other, just the usual.
Happened. Rolling Stone magazine, Vanity Fair, cover of everything, top news. Yeah, but the cop hadn't heard about it.
Exactly. He's like, oh, you're one of those guys that think Bush blew up the towers, right? And my friend's kind of like, well, not exactly, but I guess so. Yeah, that's kind of what happened, I guess you can say. And it was kind of funny. My friend actually started talking to him, and I guess began to kind of wake him up just a little bit, not successfully.
The cop was acting like that. I don't know. Most of the cops were awake in New York. I'm so sick of it. You know, I've gotten calls from New Zealand, calls from Canada, calls from Colorado, calls from England. Please stop handing out your DVDs. It's scaring people. Are you doing that to threaten people? Because that could be illegal. We get threat calls by police every week here because our listeners are out giving people DVDs. Remember Kelly Rushing 2 years ago up in Lyon County, Kentucky? No criminal record. Upstanding family in the town. He's a business owner. Well known in the community. The cops knew who he was. He gives a state police officer a Ron Paul speech, and 9/11 Road to Tyranny was on after it. And in court, they said the Ron Paul tape was illegal. They believe a congressman in the well of the House is illegal. This was, I talked to the judge, by the way, at his house on the phone. Now, they pressed charges. It was in the paper. And the jury came in and said not guilty of terroristic threats because the state police officer said he was intimidated by Ron Paul's speech. These people would work for Stalin, okay? If they were ordered to, they would come arrest people's families and put them in gulags. You're not American. The founding fathers hate you. I want you to know I don't like you either. Oh, I hate them. I hate these America-killing scum. What have you done to our country, you maggots? You maggots! Sorry, I just... They are, though. They're maggots. They're maggots. So you think your friend's going through something, Kelly Rushing, and there have been other cases. It's all the same. I'm sorry, sir. What else is on your mind?
Well, just that's about it. And then the last thing he said was he said, "Hey, now listen." He's talking to the cop. He said, "Listen, I know you guys have to watch these training videos from the ADL that says, you know, anybody who does this or does that, they're evil, they're terrorists, they're racist, they're prejudiced, they're criminals, blah blah blah." And it's kind of funny. The cops start laughing. He's like, "Yeah, we do it. We do have to watch those." But you know, so anyway,
that will get through to the cops if you can tell them the subsection. All right, they made you read Megiddo. All right, well, they say this. Well, how is that the case? Well, do you know the ADL's actually been arrested and lost cases? They break into police files. It's actually a mafia organization. Here, let me get on Google right here and pull up some news articles for you. But I wouldn't kiss their rear end. I'd say, now you know the truth. Stop acting like a punk. Stop acting like a punk! These people are killing our country! Hey, listen, I'm going to settle down now. Nothing makes me madder than stuff like this. We'll hand out whatever we want, whenever we want, scum. And if you don't like it, move to Russia, where they kill reporters every day. I'm sorry. By the way, the reporter that was exposing that the Russian government was involved in the Beslan massacre, they capped her yesterday. You know that, right? On Putin's birthday, as a birthday present. They went to her Moscow home and blew her brains out in the elevator. It's real cute. And they even got a photo of the special ops snake sneaking out of there. Did you hear about that? You still there, Scott?
Yeah, I didn't hear about it.
I'm ranting here. But we should get mad. You know, that's what we're here to do, is get through our conditioning and stop braying like a bunch of sheep and get mean. Let me get your name and number, and I'm dead serious. Can you contact your associate and get him to call in?
Oh, absolutely. We'll definitely get all the information for you.
When can I do that? I want to do a report on this.
Sure, if you want to have one of your workers or whatever put me
now,
through.
I want to be clear, though. The officer during this discussion did say we want you to stop.
I have to verify that. I'm almost positive, yes. I have to verify that.
Pure scum.
I do know they're pounding on his door saying we're going to arrest you if you don't open up. I do know that.
And again, it was all color of law. All criminal. All stab America in the neck. Stab America in the heart. Butcher my country, you trash. You're killing this country, and it's time for people to stop licking your boots. It's time for you to be told that you're a bunch of criminals. Listen, I appreciate it. Put him on hold. Let's get his name and number, and I want to get his associate on. Oh, man, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of having to do this job. I'm sick of seeing you kill my country. I'm sick of you watching... Let me recap news, and then I'll go to Casey, Dave, Chris, George, and everybody else. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. For those that don't know, the psychopathic demon, Kim Jong-il, he is an actual threat to this country. He is totally evil, and that's why they're not doing anything to stop him. In fact, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, because they're all working for the same global criminals, blocked the FBI and CIA from stopping the actual fissile material being given to them, the reactors, the missile secrets, the delivery systems, the MIRV technology, the centrifuges, everything. AQCon and our own government, ABB, gave it to them. The Swiss, the British, our own government. The Pakistanis gave it to them. They tested a missile in 2000. North Korea hit us with a missile, a test missile without a warhead. Now they've tested a bomb. They're saying they may test another in the next few days. It's a literal 4'9" psychopathic Napoleon complex twit hereditary dictator. But that isn't a problem. Israel's saying this is more a reason to hit Iran because North Korea might give them a bomb. That's like if somebody knocks over a liquor store and the cops go, well, we know who did it, but let's go arrest the guy that lives four doors down because he might go get a gun from him and rob a liquor store too. Them Iranians need to die. We need to turn it into a parking lot. Hey, where is it? Where is it on a map? I don't know where it is, but we need to attack it. If I hear one more of you people on the radio, I'm going to throw up. All right. Now I'm in a dark mood right now. Well, I should be in a dark mood. We got a bunch of perverts running Washington, a bunch of criminals laughing at us, running roughshod over us. I'm not a slave, folks, and I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of all these goody-two-shoe cops that think they're saving this country when they're carrying out criminal training they were given. That's criminal. It's criminal to take people's children without warrants or indictments or arrest warrants. It's criminal to tell people it's the law to take vaccines when it isn't. And you still enforce a law that doesn't exist. And you doubt me, go look it up. It's criminal to do what you do. It's criminal the things I've seen you do. It's criminal to ask to search a car without a warrant or to do it when the person refuses. It's criminal to have face scanning cameras and license plate reading cameras. It's not going to stop crime. The criminals run the system. You're naive and you work for criminals. At best, you're naive and don't know what's going on. At worst, you are a criminal and you love it. You're a cowardly bully. Bunch of redcoat trash. Redcoats are better than you are. I've had enough of it. I'm mad. I want to live my life. Our whole civilization's in danger because of you. Again, I blame David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild and Zbigniew Brzezinski and all those criminals. But let me tell you who I'm really mad at. I'm mad at you for being stupid. I'm mad at you for being in denial. I'm mad at you out there for going along with this. Man, you're in for a serious fall, America. So keep believing your phony liberal garbage. Keep believing your phony conservative stuff. Just keep believing the pipe dream. Because I'm telling you, this show's the real world. We know what we're talking about here. We do our homework, okay? And man, let me tell you, if you could see what I see, if you knew what we were facing, if you've done the research, and I invite you to, all these callers you hear that laughed at me, all these people, they went and they looked and they found out it's bad. It's worse than what I'm saying. All right. It's now come out, of course, that Foley, back in 2000, had been approached by senior members of the Republican Congress and been told to stop it. And he'd been going after and dating underage pages and all the fake neocon spin you've heard, where they'll go get one message of hundreds that was to an 18-year-old and then spin it and claim all the messages were that spin and all the spin about how he was drunk and did this and all the rest of it. Let me tell you why this is bringing them down. Wayne Madison worked for the National Security Agency. His info hooks into what we've got. He's proven to be very circumscript and focused and accurate in the past. And we already knew this. We weren't going to report it because I'm not going to stick my neck out, folks. I know a whole lot of stuff, but I always go off what's already been reported. D.C. gays, this is from a liberal point of view, say Hastert had sex with young men for hire. Well, of course, he's a senior Republican. The rumors about another top GOP member of the House being involved in sexual encounters with young men for hire are confirmed. To the Wayne Madison Report, by well-placed sources in Washington's gay community, the member in question is House Speaker Dennis Hastert, whose alternative lifestyle is the primary reason for him and his staff covering up a scandal involving ex-Florida GOP rep Mark Foley and his lewd messages sent to underage male congressional pages. Hastert's penchant to receive, I'm not going to say it, is well known to our sources in D.C. gay community. Additionally, Hastert's reportedly... Oh, my gosh. I can't read this. Oh, man. Let's just say Speaker Hastert is the butt of many jokes among Washington's gay community. And it goes on to report, of course, he lives with his chief of staff. Wayne Madison reported an old charges that swirled around Hastert when he was a high school wrestling coach at Yorkville High School in Yorkville, Illinois. Hastert decided to enter politics in 1980 after rumors surfaced about inappropriate contact with male high school students. In July, Hastert was hospitalized at Bethesda Naval Hospital for cellulitis, a bacteria skin infection. On February 7, 2003, in the issue of AIDS Treatment News, doctors reported that they saw a large increase in aggressive, antibiotic-resistant staph skin infections in gay men in D.C. And it just goes on to talk about how he lives with one of his staff members, but it's like the FBI director, Hoover. It's just, it's, and listen, it's not that just by accident that most of them are into this. And this is being alleged by Wayne Madison. It's like alleging that mackerel swim in the North Atlantic. It's like alleging that beluga swim in the North Atlantic. It's like alleging the sun came up, but very well. And it just goes into all of it. We've got several reports here from Wayne Madison. We've got him on for an hour and a half tomorrow. I'll get into the other stuff. It gets much worse. But that's how it works. You're part of this network, and they go, hey, why don't you run for Congress? Why don't you run for city council? You know. And so it's a network of pervs running the government. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We're going to continue with your phone calls into the third hour. Also, I'll get into the Skull and Bones Bohemian Grove connection to what's happening with Hastert and Foley and the rest of it. Also, Gore and Murdoch joined forces in a new TV deal. It's like Hillary and Murdoch and the Bill Clinton vacationing with the Bushes. It's all staged, ladies and gentlemen. It's all staged. staged. Kerry is saying he may run again. Of course, you can't just steal elections with electronic voting machines. You got to have somebody who takes the dive again. But don't worry, the evangelicals, they don't blame the Republican Party. They blame Foley. And if it comes out that all the Republicans are homosexual or pedophiles, they'll suddenly say that's a sacrament. You must do it to be Christian. Because they're not really Christians, my friends. Before we end this hour, we have been broadcasting for an hour and 55 minutes. I have not plugged my videos yet. And number one, they're great in waking people up. Number two, if we don't get these out to people, we're not going to be operating. I made 15 films, America, Destroyed by Designs, or Police State 2000, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Martial Law, The Order of Death. And then we've got, of course, my newest film, Terror Storm, with 68 minutes of extras, over 3 hours on one DVD, The History of Terror, 9/11, 7/7, The Iraq War, The Torture, Buying Fake Media, $1.6 billion in fake news, Total Proof, Wide Spectrum Analysis, jam-packed, very well-produced, professional Hollywood score by the Golden Arm Trio. It's really my best work, and it needs to be seen, so get it. Give it as an early Christmas present. You know, say, hey, here's your present early. We may be in World War III before then. You need to know who the terrorists are. Give it as a birthday present. Give it to your neighbor. Get one copy, make 100 copies. Or if you want to support us, buy. You know, we've got package deals, big discounts when you get more than one video. Just go peruse, infowars.com. That's infowars.com. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply go to prisonplanet.tv and see all 15 of my films, our weekly TV reports, special reports, you name it, for 15 cents a day, and download them in super high quality bandwidth. I mean, even if you have a dial-up, I guess you could take a day and download it in super high quality and then start burning it to disk. But if you have, you know, a high-powered connection, download one of these films in a few minutes, start burning them to DVD in high quality. What an amazing activist tool. Be sure and use prisonplanet.tv. Get a membership today. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And if you want to call us here at the office, you can call 512-291-5750, and is it extension 51 or 54? It doesn't matter. You just go to the customer service line, and if they don't answer right away, they'll call you back. If you want to buy a couple hundred of these videos, we'll cut them down to almost nothing. We just want to get them out the door. We want to get them to the people. 512-291-5750. It'll prompt you, and you can tell them what extension you want by the prompts. Please help us put them in your store, put them in your truck stop, put them in your church. Buy 100 copies and sell them to people. Or buy 100 copies and give them to people if you can afford it. We need the support. But number one, we need the information to get out to folks. So 512-291-5750 or toll free. You can call for regular orders 1-877-996-4327. I'm losing my mind. That's the back line of the network. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, to order. All right, we will start the second hour will end. We will start the third hour, and then we will, I'm going to cover news for a little while after we take some calls, so it's all coming up. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.